Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is that for air over there?
It is for air.
Tom just handed you a sheet of paper.
Yeah, we have show wins today and show losses. You want to hear both?
Yeah, sure.
All right, the show wins today. All right. Ergas Despair is a win.
I love it.
And Corey, two Grand Slam winner. Obviously, that's a huge win.
Yep.
Haven't had one of those in we were trying to even remember the last time.
950, so, we'll replay it if you guys want to hear his greatness.
Show losses today.
Why do I feel like I'm going to be in this?
Because you know you are.
Jim singing.
We're getting to know each other.
Yeah, Jim singing the Hockey Town song. That's an L. And Jim's explaining his something is brewing joke. That's certainly an L.
That's bad. Greg's right. Anytime you had to explain a joke, just don't.
The cringing. It was
pretty rough.
Inside the show, cringing, all four of us were just like, and you're like, how about this one?
Hey, it was
okay, and
like
guess
the
what?
Worst stand-up
those
comedian
two mannerisms
ever.
Are Stoney sang, and Stoney had bad jokes.
Oh, no.
And would explain them sometimes.
Yep.
That was like a triple rim shotter. Like a ba-boom, boom, ba-boom, ba-boom.
It was, I felt
something's
bad.
Something's brewing in South Lyon. Hey.
I didn't even mean it, and then it happened, and I acknowledged it, and then it was bad.
By the way, did you guys get that one?
Yeah. As you said it, you're like, hey, wait, that's a joke. Oh, hold on. We're gonna do the air. All right.
Okay, let's move on. Is that what we're doing, Detroit Weaver's press release? Or Tom Gore's press release?
Oh, totally. I mean, it's when you come out and talk about this season, and this is part of the release. I'm just going to read the part about Troy Weaver. General Manager Troy Weaver and the basketball staff will remain in their positions and current roles while the organization assesses where adjustments are needed. So he still has a job. And they, you know, it led with, we're going to hire a new head of basketball operations, filling a new role. And then they're going to make this. Now, it doesn't say next year Troy Weaver is going to be the general manager.
Right.
It says we are going to assess where adjustments are needed. What have you been doing since you made the December news dump? Was it Christmas Eve?
Right around Christmas Day, yep. The weekend and, going into Christmas.
Major changes are coming. All right, well, we waited January, we waited February, we waited March, and we waited half of April. Just to get this release.
Like, okay.
What have you been doing since then to assess the situation? Is there something that's going to be different tomorrow or the day after or next week?
Okay, this is a little nitpicky as someone in the media, but putting this out at 9:30 last night.
9:39.
Yeah. Not during the day or right around locker cleanouts or kind of as you're tying up business during the day, but kind of, hey, throw this in. There's a big... two teams playing, Red Wings in a playoff push. Just kind of, hey, maybe this won't get quite the attention. Same thing they tried to pull with Christmas, although there wasn't a Christmas this time, so this is the best they could do. It's just a deeply unserious organization. I understand what I think they're trying to do here, which is Tom is saying, I don't know what I'm doing. I need to hire a basketball person who will make the determination on Weaver, right? That's maybe the way to interpret this. But to me, it's deeply concerning that the owner doesn't know Troy Weaver is bad at his job. I don't think you need to be a basketball guru to go, hey, wait, this is the fourth year and they lost 28 in a row and it's the worst year in franchise history. This is the culmination of several drafts, his roster construction, and they've literally never been worse in the history of the franchise. He told ownership, and Gores had shared this, the expectation was to push to the playoffs. They couldn't be further. You don't need a basketball expert. Every other team, once they identify the GM is failing at his job, they fire him, and then they hire someone new. It would be like if you said, hey, we know Bob Quinn's no good, but he's going to stay on board when we bring in Brad Holmes. Or Al Avila's going to stick around while Scott Harris comes in. You just fire the guy once you've deemed them to be bad. You hire someone new, and you move on. What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry. I'm not
More bad jokes? What's the Twitch stuff?
No, okay. No.
Okay. But anyway, so if you guys want to talk Pistons, we could spend a couple minutes on it. 248-539-9797. Weaver, back for now. The new president will make the determination. I just don't know why Tom couldn't make the determination. Why he didn't feel comfortable making that determination himself.
Right. Wipe the slate clean and find a way to move on. And, you know, if you don't want to touch the coach right now because he signed a record deal, I do get that a little bit. But the guy that's making the decisions, the guy that is putting the personnel on the floor that the coach is managing and trying to find, you know, combinations that work. I mean, that's a completely separate argument. But the personnel is where you got to look and say, well, if our personnel, when I inherited this team, we were right around 20 wins. Then we peaked out at 24. It was 17 last year. And now it's 14 this year. And you started 2-1. And this is how you finish the season. It doesn't seem to be rocket science. Like sometimes I think everybody tries to overthink so many things.
Yeah.
This, just don't overthink it. It's not working. Right? It doesn't make anybody a bad person. It just means that they didn't find success here.
And we'll move on briefly, but just one other thing. They didn't have to mention Troy at all, right? I mean, they could have just put out a statement confirming the reports. We are in the market to hire a new president of basketball operations.
Yeah.
That person will make determinations on the future of our franchise, period. The idea that there's even a semi-vote of confidence. I don't even know if it's a full vote of confidence, but the idea
Or did you mention him just so his feelings wouldn't get hurt?
I don't know why.
Like, I mean, you wonder what those questions are. Why put it in there? That's a great point.
And if he were to stay with the organization, which is at least in play per the press release... Mm-hmm. He won't have final say, but he'll have input. Do you really want his input right now? Do you want him pushing maybe some of his bias based on what he has already built? Going, well, I actually think, and now this new guy's got to go pipe down, be quiet. I mean, that's a weird fit.
Or you're setting up new guy for failure.
Yeah.
If he comes in and inherits this, and is he given the directive that, hey, you don't fire the general manager? Or you don't make changes, even though you think, hey, let's, this is not one where I'm saying, let's let it play out. This is very obvious. It's already played itself out. And so are you, if the new guy does keep the general manager, now all of a sudden we have doubts about his decision making.
Correct. And does Gores have a preference in candidate based on what they say about Weaver? Does he want someone who can make it work with Weaver? Does he have a predisposition to hire a president of basketball operations who wants to see it through with these guys? I don't know. I mean, there's very little reason to believe they're going to get this right. Ticket Texter says, I think the statement's a good thing. I think Gores is saying, I don't know. Gores isn't saying, I don't know Weaver sucks. It's him saying, I'm stepping back and no longer making any basketball decisions. He's going to hire someone to do that, Joe, in Lincoln Park. Gents, it was 9:39, but it's only 6:39 for Gores. He lives in L.A., Joe in Farmington Hills. Another one from Mark and Howell. Gores is living in a clown world.
Hey, guys, all the evidence points to everything that's been said here. Just another negative about the Pistons and the ownership, direction of the team, the whole nine yards. But there is an example where this was irrelevant and it actually led to success in town. Mike Ilitch did the same thing with Dave Dombrowski. He kept Randy Smith and Phil Garner. He let Dombrowski handle how he wanted to handle. Dombrowski, six games into a baseball season, which is ridiculously knee-jerk reaction, fired them both. But he knew. Yep. He wasn't the right guy. And that's all I can say right now to Pistons fans is that's an example of it worked. I mean, Mike Ilitch ended up hiring a GM, or well, a president of operations that had a GM existing in place and a coach, manager, whatever, and it ended up working out to a point where he built a championship-caliber team. Do I believe that's going to happen here? Probably not. But that's an example of it working. And I think there could be a little bit overreaction here because it's simply so easy to see the negative side right now with the Pistons because absolutely nothing's gone right. I mean, you can see positives in that release if you want to try to see them. He said nothing's off the table.
Yeah, I just think mentioning Weaver is like a weird choice. It does give some implication that he could still stay, and you don't need to hire a basketball president to determine that Weaver has done a poor job and should not be back within the organization.
Well, and it just doesn't show much backbone, because I'm not going to fire you, but I'm going to hire somebody else and make it their job to hire you.
And trust me, I'm with you guys on this. Just kind of pointing out an example that where it worked, maybe this long term, this is still a good thing and stuff. But I mean, trying to defend what they're doing is nearly impossible.
Texter says, let's not talk Pistons. Let's never talk Pistons. Send. I think that was a voice to text. Last word on this. Steve in White Lake, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning. What's up?
Steve out of Heartland, but that's okay.
Good enough. What's up, bud?
This thing with the Pistons, to me, is a complete joke. And I do think we do have to talk about it a little bit, but not as much as some of the other sports. And the reason why is, it all starts at the top with your owner and wise management decisions. And for me to think what I've heard, that now Weaver is going to have to answer to somebody else, and then you got Monty Williams underneath there. It's like too many Chiefs and not enough Indians. And I just do not understand why Gore, unless he's just stubborn or whatever, why the GM is going to be there. I don't understand what his position is. Is he like a puppet or something? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Yeah. And I think we've tried to rationalize it, tried to give the benefit of the doubt probably too much. I mean, this is not how most teams are run. You fire the old guy before you bring in the new guy. You don't create some sort of, well, maybe they can both make it work, coexist, cooks in the kitchen thing.
And you know, if this hire is done right, all right, great. It could mean really good things for the Detroit Pistons and the fans of the NBA here, as well as Pistons fans. But the problem is, and the way that I'm perceiving it is, all right, I don't want to make these decisions. I don't want to fire anyone. So I'm going to bring somebody else in to do all that dirty work.
That'll be the bad guy.
Yeah.
That's a great point by you. All right, coming up in this hour, we will let you know about that guy who won $2,000 on the show today. The two Grand Slam, will replay it before the hour ends at 9:50. We're going to talk Red Wings. I think we'll all collectively learn the words to Red Wings, My Red Wings. We'll do a karaoke off. John doesn't seem like he's on board with that. We'll talk more Red Wings later in the hour and a Kuiper mock draft, 3 rounds. We'll get to that next, 97.1.
Hey, it's appropriate I have this read right now. If you want to have a great green lawn, you want it to look great all season long, give Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service a call. Get green, stay green with Natural Way. That number, 888-GET-GREEN, or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. And here's what you can do. If you want to, you know, if you're environmentally conscious, they use fewer chemicals and environmentally sound practices. Who doesn't love that? Each lawn is going to be assigned its own specialist, and they're going to send out certified applicators and arborists to perform a custom tailored solution specifically for your yard and your home. And they're so confident, they're going to give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee that you're going to love it, because they've been doing this for over 3 decades. They also offer pest control services, so it's a one-stop shop. That number again, 888-GET-GREEN, or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's JT Compher. It's the guy who's won a Stanley Cup, calling that the craziest game he's played in.
Well, they were down 4-1 in a must-win game.
12 third-period comebacks for the Detroit Red Wings, second most in hockey. No one's telling you this is a great team. But this team is playing at the end of the season for a spot in the playoffs.
It's a team that can score. And that was probably the most frustrating thing throughout the month of March, is that production, It didn't completely evaporate. It felt like it did. And in certain games where they got shut out, it did. But this has been a questionable defense, and goalies aren't great. We that's been that way through 81 games. It's not going to change tonight.
Reimer tonight, by the way.
I had predicted it would be Lyon last night, but it was a coin toss. And I don't think Lyon did anything. Like, he didn't stand on his head to win that game last night. It was, 21 shots, and he allowed four of them to go in.
Yeah.
He had to make one or two saves in OT. But, again, it's the same thing. He doesn't make a lot of big saves. Now you go to Reimer because, well, it's back-to-back, and he's got to step up. 4-1 in his last five.
And I feel like you're going to get as good of a performance.
Yeah.
And maybe the shot of him doing better.
He'll probably butcher a play or two, and they're going to have to score a few more, and that's what it's going to take. Some ticket text on the Tom Gores stuff, and then I have the Mel Kiper three-round mock to pass along.
Oh, that's right.
After speaking with Ed Stefanski, Arn Tellem, Dwayne Casey, Troy Weaver, and all of their sons, Tom Gores had decided that another voice is needed to determine the direction of the franchise.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Texter says, this feels like a marriage that's soured, and instead of divorcing, Gores is like, maybe I can start dating a new girl. She'll get along with my wife. Maybe it'll all coexist.
Too many.
One happy family. Welp, Jim did make a good point. Why mention Weaver at all in that press release? I just keep going back to it. Say, we're hiring a new guy. He's going to figure it out.
Yeah.
John, the Mel Kiper mock.
Yeah.
He went three rounds. Three names for the Lions. Here's how we had it going. Darius Robinson, defensive end out of Missouri with pick 29. With their pick in the second round, a safety, Javon Bullard out of Georgia. And their third-round pick, Bub Means, Pittsburgh receiver. Three picks in the top 75. Your reaction if this is the haul?
Well, I was hoping for a Kool-Aid or a chop. I suppose I can support a Bub. Bub Means. We're all throwing darts.
I know.
Especially in three rounds, right? And this is one that he did in conjunction with Field Yates. And not a huge fan of who the Lions end up with. And, you know, I mean, Darius Robinson, good player, solid player, probably would be very consistent. But I don't, he's not the edge guy like a Chop would be a definitive edge guy. He's kind of a guy that would be, with his body type, his size, his speed.
Is he kind of like Pascal? More of like a tweener, can bump in, stop the run, but isn't going to give you the high upside of a big pass rush.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You nailed it. And if they are, now it all goes to like their theory. And we saw James Houston, you know, signed his extension yesterday, along with a couple of other guys. Is he the guy that in passing situations, they are banking on returning to what some of the production he had his rookie season. So that's the guy that's there. Now, Darius Robinson, if he is the pick at 29, hey, we need to make sure that we're really good against the run. We've got Aleem McNeil. We've got DJ Reader. We've got some of these other guys. He feels kind of John Kaminsky-esque.
Yeah, a little bit. So with three picks in the top 75, I know the Lions are going to draft best player available, but in a perfect world, they would address these three positions to me. And it can be in any order. I mean, interior offensive line, defensive end, and cornerback. In this Mel mock, they address one of those three positions. Are those the same three for you? Interior O-line, D-end, and cornerback.
Yeah. I mean, those would be the positions of need.
So in a perfect world, the best players would also be at the position.
They would also fill position of need, yes. And so my question is, if you're going to go with a player like Darius Robinson, I mean, you've already done a lot of work on the interior of that defensive line. DJ Reader, as we talked about, you've got Aleem McNeil. Levi Onwuzurike, I don't know how he is, but he's still on the roster. You've got Broderick Martin, Josh Pascal. I mean, you've got a number of guys stackpiled in that defensive tackle position. Now you're going to add another one in the first round?
Yeah, it's odd. Anyway, we're going to talk more Red Wings at 9:35. You need to hear Ken Cal's call. You need to hear Ken Daniels' call. We need to talk about expectations. You know what's on the line tonight. All the scenarios. It's coming up at 9:35. First, Heather with the news.
Well, two people who say they were injured in that car crash that Rashee Rice was part of in Dallas are now suing, and they're asking for more than $10 million. Mm. You kind of knew this was coming, especially the way this crash went down, right? There was nothing normal about what happened here.
Street racing, right, and then leaving the scene.
Exactly. So the lawsuit claims that both Rice and his buddy, who was driving the Corvette, left the scene without making any effort to check on those that were impacted by the crash. And they say, yes, there were victims who were severely injured, bleeding, and visibly distressed. And they just, we've seen the video, we've seen took the off. Photos, walked away. Now they're suing for no less than $10 million in punitive damage after they claim they suffered, among other things, brain trauma, lacerations that required stitches, and internal bleeding. They're also seeking damages for their medical bills, their mental anguish, and property damage in the suit.
And lost wages, lost time at work.
Sure, mm-hmm. for all of those things. Now, Rice and his friend, Theodore Knox, are facing criminal charges, including one count of aggravated assault, one count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and six counts of collision involving injury. I knew that this was coming. Oh, it was just a matter of when.
It's not surprising, and what the dollar amount was going to be.
Exactly. So there's a man that is facing some charges after he was caught pleasuring himself in Oakland County. He was caught on the side of the road, actually in a ditch.
In a ditch?
Yes, in a ditch doing this. Bloomfield Township police were called after somebody saw this man lying in a ditch on Updike Road, and the witness thought, I'm going to help this person. Why? Yeah, they're in a ditch, right? Like maybe they're injured, maybe they're hurt. Nope, not at all. Not the case. He was caught with his pants down and everything on display. Police arrested him, and when they did so, they also learned he had several warrants out for his arrest, including burglary, retail fraud, disorderly person, and having open intoxicants.
So. Up Dick Road.
Oh, no!
Yep. You just pronounced it wrong.
Well, it's not quite summer yet.
It's not quite summer, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
not quite yet. Yes. So after Warren police released body cam footage of a police-involved shooting, the mother and the sister of the 18-year-old who was shot and killed by police believe that the teen may have been hallucinating at the time. So during a 911 call, a family member said that this teen was going crazy, hadn't slept in days, and was assaulting everybody in the home. So police showed up to the scene, and when they did, that teen was armed, pointed the gun at the officers, and the officers responded by firing shots. Like I said, that teen ultimately passed away from his injuries. Now, the teen's family told dispatchers that they didn't know he had a gun. They didn't see any signs, but that he hadn't slept in the days. But they believe that he was perhaps hallucinating. And they called because, one, they wanted help for themselves, but they wanted help for this family member. They obviously didn't want him to be killed, wish that it could have been handled in a different situation. The officers involved have been placed on paid administrative leave while there is an investigation. So that famous whale mural in downtown Detroit on Detroit's Broderick Tower has been covered up once again, this time just in time for the NFL draft with an advertisement for Cure Auto Insurance.
Oh, who's on it?
I don't think there's anybody on it.
It's like a Lion-sponsored thing, I think. Yeah, there's no athlete on it.
There's no athlete. There's no player. It's just an advertisement for this insurance company. But this whale mural, it's been a staple since 1997. Yeah. People love it. They don't want to see it covered. And it's been covered up temporarily here and there for years by different advertisements.
Is this just a temporary one as well? It will go back to
I believe it's just whale temporary.
Viewing? Yeah.
But could another one come after it and cover it up again?
You know how people get, they put the patch on the wings jersey, they start losing. Tigers are 1-3 since the whales were covered up. People do this. They don't like it.
They don't. It's a big deal.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, yes. I don't get the correlation to patch, to losing, to covering up the whale, to losing. But to each their own.
You don't mess with the whales.
No.
All right, that's Heather with the news. We'll get some texts.
Or the bees.
Or the bees.
Well, You can.
Heather says mess with the bees.
Yeah, do it.
If you want to weigh in on the Mel mock drafts are brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. We'll take some ticket texts on that, but we want to get back into Red Wings hockey. Tonight's the night, 97-1.
Yes.
Good morning. 97-1. We're having a good time today. Everybody's in a good mood.
That's what happens when you win.
And that looked like the place to be last night. I was jealous, right? I'd gone to a couple games in the run-up. That was a great game to be at.
I think most Red Wings fans were appreciative that you weren't there.
My wife did go, do you want to go to Montreal tonight? We can't make it to Montreal and back. But this is what it's all about.
Wait a second here. Montreal and back.
In time to do the show. We looked it up. I'd have to fly in, and then I'd have to drive back because you can't fly out at night, right?
Right.
And it's a 9-hour drive. I did look this up. I'm not making this up.
Well, I mean, okay, so getting over the bridge through the tunnel, however you want to go, yeah. There's not going to be a backup in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I might disagree with that. Like, well, okay, what time are we anticipating the game at?
10. 9 hours. I wouldn't make it in time to do the show. I mean, I could like meet you guys halfway. Hey, what's going on? I drove all night.
So...
He's actually looking this up. This is not a real logistical possibility.
From where we are right now to Montreal.
Yeah.
8 hours and 50 minutes. All right. So
9 hours.
Not 9 hours. And I'm guessing.
I don't think we're stopping to use the bathroom or anything. We're just 8:50 straight shot.
Your wife can fly back tomorrow. I mean, she could take her. So this is just you. I think you could probably hold it. It depends how bad you want it. And if you're talking about like eight hours and 50 minutes, I'm sure, I'm almost positive you could shave some of that time off in regards to your drive. Now, the question would be, would the charge last? Well, that's where we're going to run into the problem, is the charge. I get that you can't make that trip now because the charge, you'd have to stop. And hopefully in Canada, do they have chargers in Canada?
I'm sure they do. It wouldn't be my car. I'd have to.
You're going to have to be able to convert kilometers to miles.
Yes,
to do all the correct math.
But I wouldn't even have my car because I would fly into Montreal and then I'd have to do a rental car to get home.
Yeah, yeah.
Needless to say, I'm not doing this.
It's a bummer.
I think Red Wing fans are happy. I'm not going to be there. That's fine. And even if the Wings win, they're not in. And that would be heartbreaking if they won tonight, finish this up with three straight wins, and don't get in. So just so we're all on the same page tonight, the Wings need to win, and they need help. Mm-hmm. But it's not like one of those matrixes where you got to hit four different things go right. Wings win, Capitals lose. Said differently, Wings win, Flyers win. We are rooting for the Philadelphia Flyers tonight. I don't care what you think of the city of Philadelphia. We are rooting for the Flyers tonight.
Just support Stoney. Think of it that way.
Okay.
Supporting Stoney.
Have a cheesesteak for dinner tonight and support the Flyers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be exciting. It's going to, and on top of the excitement that you're going to be watching the Red Wings, you're also going to probably have some other device. Now, maybe you're not going to be able to actually watch unless you have some, you know, great NHL package. You're not going to be able to watch the Flyers play. But I'm sure on your phone, this is what I do sometimes too, you have the game cast and you can see it's a little bit delayed at times, mm-hmm. but you can see what is going on. And I guarantee you a lot of people will be doing that on a device as well as watching the Wings on the game. And that combination will increase the excitement that you're feeling. And hopefully the best way that this happens is the Red Wings get up maybe 2 points in the first period. And they're able to sustain being up the entire game. So that is not in doubt. And you're excited. You're living in the moment for the Red Wings game. But on your other device where you've got the game cast going, you're watching the Flyers. They're up 1-0. Then it's 1-1. Then maybe they're down 2-1. And then they're tied 2-2. And you're in between both of these. That would be the ultimate. And then obviously the Flyers win, the Red Wings win, and we're going to the playoffs.
That's my expectation. Like as a Red Wing fan, as we get set to wrap up the mornings here, are you hoping to win or expecting to win? Are you hoping to be in the playoffs or are you expecting to be in the playoffs? Some of the challenge here is you don't control your own destiny. We should expect the Red Wings to win in Montreal tonight.
Yep, 100%.
Coming off that third period. No layover, no layoff. The momentum carries. You show up. You bury that bad team. You give their fans no jump, no joy right from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
The Flyers are playing at home. They're coached by John Tortorella, who is going to be in their face, is not going to let them back down, they're going to throw everything they have on their home ice, knowing that they still have a chance to make the playoffs. I expect the Flyers to win too. Not hoping for the Flyers to win. I expect the Flyers to win too. They've won two in a row. They're a flawed hockey team too, but I think the most flawed team on the bubble is the Capitals. Look at goal differential. They're minus 38. This is not a good team. Mm-hmm. And I know the same could be argued for Detroit or Philadelphia, but I feel like the worst team on the bubble is the Capitals. And if there's any justice, the Capitals lose tonight and they don't get in. Now the Wings got to win to get in, and I think they will. 248-539-9797. Texter says, Jim, can you Costa lock a Montreal-Washington parlay tonight? Need the reverse jinx.
Ooh.
These got to be genuine, John.
Yeah, but there can be a parlay that you could, I'm sure you could get behind.
With some value.
Yeah.
Plus
always
odds.
Good value in those parlays. Put down a little, win a lot.
Well, there you go. I don't believe it, so I can't do it. Sorry, guys.
So getting back to you going to Montreal tonight.
You're still hung up on this.
Well, as it stands right now, 8 hours and 50 minutes. That's the fastest route. Mm-hmm. There is a little bit of traffic currently around Toronto, which is inflating that time. So let's just say there's no traffic at 2 a.m. when you hit Toronto, and you're able to pare that down to 8.5 hours. And then you're a lead foot. You mm-hmm. could pare that down to about 8:15. I would be willing, and Heather, Gov, Greg, to be able to start the show, sans you, and then you arrive by 7 o'clock and give us the full experience.
This is hilarious.
Imagine. And then you could put the you can put the Red Wings flags up at the border.
Imagine that car ride.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Imagine the car ride if they lose. You know, you have a 9-hour car ride ahead of you and they lost the game.
That's your problem, not ours.
248-539-9797. Says Cookies do the show from the hotel room in Montreal. Mm-hmm. Cookies, remind John you'd have to drive over the speed limit to get there. Dave,
which
network.
You've said you're willing to do.
I know, but that's not really in your DNA.
No. I have said I'll go five over, which again, that starts to pare down on that time.
If Detroit and Philadelphia win tonight, I hope you guys start tomorrow in the show playing Philadelphia Freedom.
Oh, I have a feeling we'll if that happens and the Wings are in the playoffs, we are definitely starting with a solo from Jim Costa. No question. You and your Red Wing songs. Like you, I think the first segment, Gov, we could probably plan it right now. We don't even need to plan the show sheet tomorrow. If the Wings are in the playoffs from 6 o'clock to 6:13, it's going to be Jim Costa in song.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Come on. Red line, blue line, fly on by.
So we have a lot of comparisons to the end of the 2022 Lions season. Yeah. You've mentioned it, John. We're
Seahawks,
getting more
Rams.
Techs. So if that were truly to play out tonight, then doesn't Philly pull their goalie to try to win in regulation?
Yes.
Tie it. Get the Capitals to OT. The Red Wings win. Mm-hmm. Get the 2 points and need the Capitals to lose in OT, and yeah. They win. So basically Philly scoring that goal to force OT would be the equivalent of the Seattle kicker, Jason Myers, missing the kick at the end of regulation.
But there
remember
was also
that?
Yeah, but there was also that penalty that wasn't called.
Is that on Diggs?
Well, that's when Koharski's going to come out.
Yeah,
and
this and we've seen this from the NHL and the referees, like, you know, a high stick, we don't need to call that. We don't even need to review it. There would probably be a penalty in there that caused a goal or didn't cause a goal.
Ovi scores a overtime power play goal after a controversial overtime penalty against the Flyers. Tortorella's going nuts on the bench on the sideline.
Yeah.
The nightmare scenario, right? Because this is, we're all getting the itch, and last night was electric. The worst case scenario is the Red Wings win this hockey game, and for all the goodwill, they still miss the playoffs because the Flyers lose. And the way the Flyers could lose is with an empty net at the end of regulation, because they got to pull the goalie, because mm-hmm. they got to win at the end of regulation, and that could be the way your season ends. And it's all for not. So there's a lot of emotions, a lot of nerves that go into tonight. All the scenarios, but it boils down to Red Wings win, Flyers win, playoff hockey returns, and we celebrate tomorrow morning.
248-539-9797. We had a two grand slam winner. You'll hear that next. 97.1.
Hey, bet the NBA play-in tournament with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or you already have an account. This one is open to everyone. You're going to get bonus bets back if your same-game parlay doesn't win on any Tuesday night matchup. This happens to be Tuesday. NBA same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance to score a bigger payday. And it could be an anything. You could build your own, or they have some pre-built for you. However you want to play, just head to FanDuel.com/Jansen to bet the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. And make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, and 97.1 The Ticket. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Minimum three-leg parlay is required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help.
Tonight's the night. Come on, John. You know you want to sing along. A little karaoke to wrap up a Tuesday.
I could celebrate the song. I don't feel the urge to break into song like you do. And that's okay.
We had someone text in and say, you guys need to get Mickey Redmond's Get Your Red On. I don't know if it ages quite as well.
Get Your Red On?
Yeah. Hey, get your red on.
I mean, you'd probably like it.
Head on it's got to a little, the Joe.
A little country business going on.
A little bit.
It's awful. Poor Mickey. I've never met Mickey in person. I've listened to him for 30 plus years.
Yeah.
I don't think he liked doing that. That's just my gut. The team got him to buy in. You know, they're trying to sell another playoff song. That had to be like roughly when they lost to the Flames that one year. In the playoffs?
Yeah, when they ran Kiprusoff, maybe?
Cujo was the goalie.
Yeah.
There's got to be a paycheck involved, don't you figure? Like, I mean, he's not going to be doing that.
Well,
I mean, royalties, right?
Oh, when you're working with the team, too, it might be. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he probably got compensated in some fashion.
What would it take?
Have you ever got paid doing something you didn't like to do?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
And so what's the question then is, what would it cost for you to cut a song like that
for me?
Oh yeah, I've
been doing it for free all day today.
Yes, I know you have.
Free 99.
So
yes.
They did the.
So we know your cost.
Hey, Hockey Town, and then they always had they wanted to have the playoff. You know what's the slogan this year? They used to put the flags up actually on all the street signs downtown with the purple octopus.
Yeah, someone say flags.
Yeah, and then I think they did a. I Want Stanley or something.
Oh, I remember
like
that one.
And
yep.
I think people like that. And didn't they do a Eminem Without Me? And I think that's kind of when they
kind of jumped the shark.
I don't remember how it all went exactly, but it was kind of like, yeah. And after 2002, it all needed to be put away. But then they kept trying to do it and do it and do it.
Dragged it out a little bit. Listen, it felt like the good times are coming back. People at the game last night. Captivated, big win. Still not done yet, though. Need a win tonight. Need a Flyers win tonight. Texture says, they're going to win tonight. I worked at the Joe when we won the Cups. Last night was just like we were back in those times. The good old days are back. Ticket Texture says, the worst team on the bubble, Jim, is the Red Wings. Because I said I think it's the Caps. The Wings have the most wins of any team on the bubble. And if they win tonight, they will still have the most wins of any team on the bubble. That doesn't mean you're guaranteed a spot because hockey does the tiered system where you get a point when you lose an OT. But I think the Wings are a better team than the Capitals. I do. Over the course of 82 games, I think they're the better team. That doesn't mean you're guaranteed anything because they've squandered plenty of chances.
But in a one-game win or go home, the issue that I'll have tonight is going to be probably Reimer.
Yeah.
And versus Lindgren for the Caps. Like it, when you have a goalie that is, I think, is superior to what the Wings have, they can be in a game, in a one-game win or go home. That's going to be the thing to be watching tonight.
Yep, and people point out, if you got Hulu, you can stream it too. You can keep it on a tablet or a phone and keep an eye on it. Red Wings, Flyers.
Oh, you could get it on Hulu?
Yeah.
You don't have to have a...
ESPN Plus, they do a lot of the...
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I got ESPN Plus. I can watch that.
So there you go. Then you're locked
I don't have
in.
To watch the GameCast.
We've been in a great mood today. Red Wings win last night. We're also really happy we had a two Grand Slam winner today. Let's go to the tape. This is Corey.